We'll try this. I've been kind of ill all week this week. Improved a whole lot. I give it to Betty. So I got rid of some of it anyway. And she's ill today, but last Monday morning I got up. I thought I was feeling pretty good until I got up Monday morning. I was plenty ill, so. But I'm on the mend, I believe, feeling a little better. I'm thankful for that. Makes you appreciate being sick every once in a while. Make you appreciate when you are well. Turn with me this morning to the 24th chapter of the book of Luke. I was talking last week about the Old and the New Testament, how that they need to be combined to have the whole law, the whole Word of God. And I come back to that idea somewhat this morning. It got real popular, and it's still going around, that the gospel age only come in our day, under a New Testament era. We do have a more sure word of prophecy, the scripture said, in our day. We have many things revealed that the people of old just had types and shadows for, where we have a better understanding by the scripture. We live in a new day, the day after the Lord had come, after he had secured salvation for his people by the death of the cross. And I think on these things, even I think of Lord Jesus Christ himself talking to the people. He said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. Now, what did they have then? That's all they had, the Old Testament. So the gospel is not any new revelation. It has been from the beginning. The good news has always been there. What they like to use that term too now, the good news. It is good news. The Lord's come. But the whole scripture from beginning to end is the good news. Read a few verses here in verse 17, I guess, in 24th chapter. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as you walk and are sad? Well, they had a little problem. They didn't understand what had happened. They did see it. They knew someone had been crucified. They had gone back to the grave early in the morning, the tomb, and he wasn't there. A couple of angels there. Rock moved away. Nothing but the death clothes there. But they didn't understand. After it had been prophesied so many times over and over and over. Now, the what is here for you and I is that we have the same thing. We're looking for the coming of Christ. We need to search the scripture to see who Christ is. They had a little problem here, and they were sad. They thought he had been put to death. But they had read over and over and over, as we have, it 3 days and three nights, you know. They had many signs of that. He's going to be in the grave and going to be resurrected and come again. But they were made sad that they had gone back to the grave and he wasn't there. So he didn't understand these things, and one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it hath been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Well, they were on the right track, all right. But why did they have such concern when they got to the grave and he wasn't there? He's gone. And now here he is talking directly with them. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he begins to kind of upbraid them. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe what all that the prophets have spoken. So this is word to us to be cautious. Look, we've got it. It's being taught over and over and over. But so many today have missed it, because they won't lay down part of it and pick up something new. No, there's no new thing under the sun. It's all the same. He said, Ought not Christ, who have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? Yeah, how else was he to enter in but by suffering? And he said, And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Search the scripture. In them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. And the sufferings and his glory is what they testified of from beginning to end. That was to be his glory, to suffer and learn the obedience that was deserving unto the Father. And that was his glory. That's been the glory since the very beginning of time. Even before the foundation of the world, it was set forth and made clear in the very first book of this Bible. In the beginning, God set these things forth. Who is God? He's always proclaiming it. Jump on over to verse 40. And said, And when he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and feet, and while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? Well, going to fulfill some more scripture. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. What you've seen is these things that has been taught to you from the beginning. This is a surety of it. This is a sealing of it. This is the Lord himself who has come fulfilling all the prophecy that has been set before you. Always. Then opened he their understanding. How else can we know unless he opens our understanding? We are blessed people to have seen some of these things. Many more things that we need to see. But it is a blessing to have seen some of these things and know that the Word of God is not complete if you leave some part off. It has to all be put together. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it that behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you're witnesses of these things. So go preach it. Go tell the world that these things that have been prophesied from the beginning are complete in Christ Jesus. Over in 1 Peter. First chapter in verse 10, he said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now, we're in a new era now. But he hadn't changed any, seeing what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, and unto themselves, but not unto that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desired to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Said, search the scripture, for in them you think ye have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. What? Of his suffering for his people, for the grace that come through him unto us also, that we might share in those things of Jesus Christ.
that controversy has been around for a long time. Question arose back in our Lutheran days. I forgot what meeting I was in, but it was a meeting of many of the leaders of the church, and the question came up as to whether the work of Christ in salvation was more powerful in New Testament times than it was in Old Testament times. And I don't remember exactly how many people or men there were in that gathering, but there were quite a number. And out of that number, there was only two of us that thought that the power of Christ's salvation was just as great in the Old Testament as it was in the New Testament. One man sided with me on that, and he was the principal of the parochial school. We all knew him by Teacher Bartles. And he and I both argued that the power of Christ's salvation was just as great and just as efficacious in the Old Testament as it was in the New. And everybody else thought that different, that somehow it was greater in the New Testament than it was the Old. The amazing thing is, those that thought it was greater in the New Testament than it was the Old, their lives did not reflect the power of that salvation nearly as much as all of those characters of the Old Testament that were given to us as examples. But you know, that never dawned on them, that fact. And it still doesn't today. It just does not dawn on people that, for the most part, all of those that are arguing that the New Testament is much more gracious, more powerful, more revealing, more this and more that than the Old Testament, if they would just compare their lives to the Old Testament saints, they might begin to understand a few things. But again, isn't it marvelous? I've marveled at that many times, that those men did not recognize Christ until he revealed himself to them. Would they have ever understood and recognized him if he had not opened their eyes to who he was and the purpose?
They were walking along, and it was as if he closed their eyes. Yes. That they couldn't see while they were on their little journey.
Yeah, but they knew all of this.
Yeah.
They not only knew the Old Testament scriptures, but they knew what had taken place, and they marveled. They thought he was the one that was ignorant of what had gone on. But that's still kind of like it is today, isn't it? I still believe that most people that call themselves Christian think that God is ignorant of what's going on and why this is happening. But it's marvelous. The whole counsel of God. I don't know how they know it. Most of the scholars think that Job, the book of Job, is the oldest book in the Bible. But if that is so, I mean, Job knew, didn't he? Yeah. At least he thought he did anyway. And God seemed to confirm it later on. So